USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With winds of 140 miles an hour and pushing a storm surge of over 12 feet, Category 4 strength Hurricane Michael is now headed for the Florida Panhandle, where it should make landfall within just a few hours from now. In Panama City, Florida, Don Hogg and his wife and their four-year-old son are going to ride things out against the advice of local and emergency officials. He says they have taken precautions, though.
The usual things, we boarded up the house, we gassed up the vehicles, we stocked the pantry, a lot of non-perishable food items, you know, did everything possible to get our home ready and be able to have at least a few days of food and supplies if anything did go wrong.
He was speaking to CNN. Georgia, Alabama, and the Carolinas also expecting intense rain from the storm, and this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg a step closer to running for the White House. As he's announced on Instagram this morning, he's officially a Democrat again. He was elected twice as a Republican before becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. His move is now widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020. President Trump's daughter Ivanka says she is not a candidate to replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador. She says on Twitter, the president, quote, will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding the replacement will not be me. Earlier, her father had suggested Ivanka would be an incredible U.N. ambassador.
Doesn't mean I'd pick her because you'd be accused of nepotism.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy promising to introduce a bill that would fully fund a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The Republicans' measure would provide $23 billion to build the wall and would cut off funds for sanctuary cities. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Kim Jong-un invites Pope Francis to Pyongyang. Here's more on that story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The North Korean leader may have taken a recommendation from South Korean President Moon Jae-in to extend an invitation to the Pope following the most recent inter-Korean summit in Pyongyang. Kim's willingness to host Francis could be a sign that North Korea is ready to take unprecedented steps to joining the international community. Pope Francis had previously vocalized his support for the easing of tensions on the peninsula. The Pope has yet to respond to Kim's invitation. Wendy King.
Ivanka Trump says she will not be replacing Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador. The president's daughter and senior White House advisor pushing back on reports yesterday that she could possibly step into that role after Haley's unexpected announcement that she's leaving at the end of the year. Ivanka Trump saying on Twitter the president will be nominating a formidable replacement for Haley, and she added, and it will not be me. Earlier in the day, President Trump had said Ivanka would be an incredible ambassador, but said he couldn't appoint her because it would be seen as nepotism. And some bad news and good news for lottery players. The bad news is you didn't win last night's Mega Millions drawing, but the good news is the jackpot for the Friday drawing is at a whopping $548 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.